Every Yontif, Klal Yisrael sings a Shira to the Rabbein Shloilam. We sing Hallel to the Rabbein Shloilam, Pesach, Shavuos, and on Sukkos. But whereas on Shavuos and Sukkos we sing the whole of Hallel every day of Yontif, when it comes to the Yontif of Pesach, we only sing the whole of Hallel for the first 2 days. And for the rest of Pesach, although it's proper Yontif Midaraisis, the Yontif of Pesach, we only sing half Hallel. And the reason for this, the Beis Yosef and Simon Tuf Tzadik quotes in the name of the Rishonim, in the name of the Shibule HaLeket, Nozoi Shtei Tochet in the Sefer Kolboi, because Chazal tell us a Gemura, a Masechtas Megillah, and in a Medrash, that B'shas Kriyas Yamsef, Bikshi Malachei Hashuras Loima Shira Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim wanted to sing a Shira to the Rabbein Shloilam. And the Rabbein Shloilam told the Malachim, Ma'ase Yudai Toivim Bayom, my creations which I have created are drowning in the sea. Va'atim Oimrim Shira, and you want to sing a Shira? So because of this, the Maluchim were forbidden to sing Shira. And the Shibul HaLeke adds on that the Pusik tells us in Mishle, Benufal Oivecho Al Tismach. When your enemies have a downfall, you shouldn't be rejoicing. Because of this, therefore the Maluchim were forbidden to sing Shira. Writes the Kolboi and the Shibul HaLeket, that this is the reason why we don't sing Hallel the whole of Pesach, only the first 2 days. Because since on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, we can't sing Hallel in its entirety. Ma'ase Yuda Toivim Bayom Va'atem Oimrim Shira. This is the day when the Mitzrim were drowned. We should sing Shira. So since we don't sing Shira on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, so therefore, Chol HaMoed can't be more than Yontif, and we don't sing either on Chol HaMoed the whole of Hallel. And this reason is brought as well in the Taz and in the Mishnah Brira. Now, this needs a bit of understanding, because although it's true, the Maluchim were prevented from singing Shira, Ma'ase Yuda Toivim Bayom V'atem Oimrim Shira. On the other hand, the Yidden did sing Shira. Oz Yushem Moshe v'nei Yisroel Shira Hazois. So why are we learning from the Maluchim not to sing Shira? Surely we should be learning from the Yidden, yes, to sing Shira. And the actual Ma'amah Chazal is also difficult to understand. Ma'ase Yuda Toivim Beyom V'atem Oimrim Shira. So why were the Yidden, yes, allowed to sing Shira? So writes the Chidor in his Sefer Rosh Dovid, the beginning of Parshas B'Shalach, that the Yidden only sang the Shira after the Mitzriim had already drowned, after they had died, as the Pusik tells us, Vaya Yisrul es Mitzrayim, Meis al Sfas Hayom. The Yidden saw the Mitzriim lying dead on the seashore. Then, Oz Yushe Moshe v'nei Yisroel. So they only sang Shira after the Mitzriim had died. But the Maluchim wanted to sing Shira whilst the Mitzriim were drowning. And this is what the Rabbein Shloilem said back to them. Ma'asa Yuda, Toivim Bayom is a Lushan Hoiv, is a present tense. They are drowning. Whilst they are drowning, it's not the correct time to sing Shira. And explains the Chidur with this. We can answer a Gevaldige Kasha. Because we have a Gemura in Masechtas Bruchas, in Daf Tesum Abeis, where the Gemura asks a question. The highest form of praise in Tehillim is the word Halleliko. Freik the Gemura, why is it that David HaMelech did not use this highest form of praise, the word Halleluka, until the end of Perek Kif Dalad Yitami Chatoem in Horez Ereshoem Oid Einam Bachinafshi Es Hashem Halalika. David HaMelech didn't use this praise of Halalika only in Perek Kif Dalad. So explains the Gemara that David HaMelech held back from saying this ultimate praise ad shiruah b'mapaluson shel reshoim. Although he praised Hashem for many good things which happened to him and many things which he saw in the creation around him, but only once he had personally witnessed to see the destruction of the reshoim, mapalusom shel reshoim, then he was able to say the ultimate praise and hallel of Bochi Nafshis Hashem Halalika. So Fregen the Mefoshim a Gavaldige Kasha. Here we see that not only did David HaMelech say praise on the Mis of Rishuim, but he even waited till this happened. Give the ultimate praise. So the Chiddur, according to what I've just explained, the Kasha doesn't start. Because the problem of Masa Yudai, Toivim Bayom, is only whilst they are drowning, whilst they are being punished. But once they've gone, Yitami Chatuim in Uretz, they've vanished, they've gone. Then afterwards, one's allowed to say Shira, and one should say Shira. This being so, we need now to ask ourselves a Gevaldik Akasha. So why today are we not saying Shira on Shvi Shel Pesach, the entire Hallel? If the reason is because of Masa Yudah Toivim Bayom, L'chore, this only applies whilst they are drowning. But after they've drowned, there's no problem whatsoever. Now the Rabbah, we should learn out from David HaMelech that you should be saying Shira. So this question is really asked by the Mashur there in Bruchas in Daf Tesoma Beis. And he asks this as a Gevaldik Akasha. And the Mashur gives an answer, and the same pshat is written in the Orach HaShulchan in Simon Tuf Tzadik, that this reason of Masa Yudah Toivim Bayom is not the real reason, is not the main reason. Rather, the reason is of a totally different time. Because the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Erchin, in Daf Yid Omer Beis, that unlike Sikkus, where each day of Sikkus has different karbunas to the day before, but when it comes to the Yom Tov of Pesach, as we know from the Kriya of Maftir, every single day is offered up the same karbunas for the Yom Tov. And therefore, since there aren't separate karbunas, unlike the Yom Tov of Sikkus, therefore, because of that, we don't say Hallel for the entire Yom Tov, only the first 2 days. This is the reason given by the Mashur, and also given by the Orach HaShulchan, and the Beis Yosef himself also actually brings this as another reason. A different answer to the question, why were the Yidden allowed to sing Shira by the Yamsuf if the Mitzriim were forbidden, is given by the Ben Yehoyuda. The Ben Yehoyuda writes on the Gemara Masechta Soita in Daf Lamed Omer Beis. The Gemara says there as follows, Durish Rebbe Kiva, B'shur she'ole Yisrael min hayom. When Klal Yisrael came out of the Yamsuf, Nosni einehem loima shira. Nosni einehem, literally we translate means, they gave their eyes, or they put their eyes. It means they focused on saying shira. A most unusual way to describe how to say Shira. Shira you say with your mouth, you use your head, your heart. Asks the Ben Yehuda, what does it mean, Nosni Einayim? They put their eyes, they focus their eyes to say Shira. So writes the Ben Yehuda, a Gevaltige Yesod, We know that when Sodom was destroyed, so Aishas Loit and Loit, they were both warned, Al Tabit Acharecha, don't turn around, don't you look at the destruction of Sodom. And Rashi there explains, because Loit and his wife and his daughters weren't being saved in their own merit. They were only being saved in the merit of Avraham Avinu. And since they weren't really worthy of being saved in their own merit, they were not allowed, they weren't worthy of seeing the destruction of Sodom, which they had partaken and done also Averis together, the people in Sodom. So they weren't allowed to witness the destruction of Sodom. And because Aishas Loit didn't listen and she turned around, that's why she turned into a Netziv Melech. The second she looked, she ended up being punished together with them. Writes the Ben Yehuda that when the Yidden were saved by the Yamsuf, they were saved in their own merits. Like the Pusik tells us, Vayoisha Hashem Bayoim Ahiyas Yisrael. Why? Because Vayamini Bashem Ivamoisha Avdoi. Because Klal Yisrael came to true Emuna, because of that they were worthy of being saved. And therefore, Vaya Yisruel es Mitzrayim meis al sfas hayom. Vaya Yisruel es hayod hagadoyle asher uso b'Mitzrayim. Now in Hallel we say, Hashem li ba'oizroi va'ani ere b'soinoi. The ultimate level of Hallel is when a person is singing Hallel because he was zoicha to be saved in his own merit. This is what Chazal tell us, that by the Yamsif nosni einehem loima shira. They gave the eyes. What does it mean they gave the eyes? Not only were they saved, but they saw the destruction of Mitzrayim. Vaya Yisrael es Mitzrayim es asfas hayom. Vaya Yisrael es yod ha-gadoyla. And because they saw it, that meant that they had been worthy in their own merit. Writes the Ben Yehuda, when a person is worthy of being saved in their own merit, then they are entitled to sing a shira. The Maluchim were prevented from singing a shira because they hadn't been worthy. They weren't on this madrega that worked on themselves, that come to a level of a minna. They merely wanted to say a shira, but this wasn't a shira which was coming in their own zechis. And therefore the Rabbi Nishlam said to them, Masa Yuda toivim bayom, v'atem oimim shira. And one can expound on the words of the Ben Yehuda and take it into a level with a famous story from the Chodkiver Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael Chodkiver Zachisa Yugen Aleini. A very well-known story. In Chodkiv and in Rishon, the derech was by davening. They didn't used to daven like very loud, unlike the derech of Kalin. Anybody who's ever been to Kalin, to a Kalin in Beis HaMedrash, knows that in Kalin there's a groisa avoida of shrayim bam davenin. In fact, someone once came to Rabbi Aaron Kalin and he asked him, what's this derech? And Rabbi Aaron Kalin answered him, it's the beferish apusik, ki kurev alecha hadova beficha evilvovcha lasoisoi. When it's beficha, when a person expresses his feelings with his mouth, he davens aloud. That's how through that one ensures evilvovcho lasoisa, it will penetrate your heart. So in Kalin is a gewaltig avoider of shrayim bam davenim. A Kalina chusid once came to the Beis HaMedrash of the Chodkiver Rebbe in the middle of the week, and he told the Gabba that he's got yotzeit Shabbos and he wants to know, will he be able to daven in front of the Omud on Shabbos? He needs an Omud. And the Gabba said, I don't know, because your derech of davening is different to our derech. I will have to ask the Rebbe if he is maskim that you can daven in front of the Omud. So the Gabbai went into the Rebbe, and the Rebbe told him, this Yid can only daven in front of the Omid if he davens like we do. I don't want him to scream and shout by davening. The Yid heard, and he was makabel, the condition which the Rebbe had made. However, when Shabbos came, and this Yid started to daven in front of the Omid, it seems that he forgot totally about the condition which he had agreed to, and by davening was shouting and screaming. After davening was over, the Gabbai went over to him and told him off. We told you clearly this was a condition, and you agreed to it. What's going on here? The Yid felt very bad, thought he will apologize to the Rebbe. So after davening, as everybody filed past to say good Shabbos, this Yid apologized, and the Rebbe said to him, there's no need to apologize, just the opposite. I enjoyed very much listening to your davening. The Yid was taken aback and he said, I don't understand. Because when I came in the middle of the week, I was told that the Rebbe said he doesn't enjoy this type of davening. Now the Rebbe's telling me he does enjoy it. Said the Rebbe back to the Yid, why don't you understand? What I don't enjoy is when a Yid comes in the middle of the week and he tells me, as a geit shoim bestellen a geshrayichs of Shabbos. He's already now telling me he's ordering, he's going to scream and shout and davening and shout. That's what I don't like. But if, when a Yid davens, finzich alein, evam sechun, he gets carried away with his further, with his islavis, and just by automatically, he starts to daven out loud. I enjoy that. I like that. What I don't like is a bestellte geschreichs. When somebody has already ordered it, this is what's going to be. And Be'emes this Yisod is a kuzari. The kuzari writes, Imam Hasheini Perek Nin, a person shouldn't think that on the Yemei HaTarnis, when he's fasting, he is closer to Hashem than he is on the Shabbosos and the Yomim Tovim, when one serves Hashem through Simcha. Writes the Kuzari, Senishta Zoy, because just like there's an avoid of Tarnis, so there's an avoider of avoiders Hashem, if this Hashem besimcha. And then he adds on, Vim Tavoy Bechu HaSimcha Elam Nigen Varikid. And if your simcha bursts forth until you spontaneously come into a rikud, a dance, he avoigda v'dveikus be'inyan hu'eloiki. When it's a spontaneous simcha, which you can't hold yourself back, and satansich, this zukta kuzari, this is the highest level, avoigda v'dveikus be'inyan Eloiki. And as I shrab Rabban Kalina, Taka on the Torah, Isri Chag of Pesach, that when a person dances, because he comes to the level of Kolat Smoiset Hamana, this is the highest level. Rab Shloimeh Sadigera, in his Sefer Chai Shloimeh writes, this is the avoider of Shira. Sometimes a person expresses something through writing it, or through speaking it. But there's a higher level. When a person comes out from him, Ashira to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Now when the Maluchim approached the Rabbeinu Shloilam, the Lushan of the Gemara and of the Medrash is, Bikshi Malachei Hashuras Loim Ashira. They asked permission, we would like to sing a shira. However, by Klal Yisrael, the Pusik says, Oz Yushim Moshe v'nei Yisrael Sashira. They sang the shira. And Rashi explains, K'sheru anes Ula beliboy lushe. This wasn't a prepared shira, which they had rehearsed, which they were coming to ask permission. We would like to sing a shira. This is something which was spontaneous. They couldn't hold themselves back. It burst forth from within them. And this type of Shira, this is the highest level. The Maluchim, they weren't on that level. They were just a big sheep. They were asking permission. Loi Mashira, ay, you're asking permission? Oh, I'm sorry. Masayuda Toivim Bayom Va'atem Oimrim Shira. The Alexander Rebbe in his Sefer Tiferes Shmuel, this is of Chanukah, explains, this is why we find in Kapitel Kif Dalet, when David HaMelech in this Kapitel, this long Kapitel of Bochi Nafshis Hashem, Hashem Elokai Gedaltem Oid, where David HaMelech is praising the whole universe and the creation of the Rebbein Shem, in the middle we find a Pusik, in Pusik of Dalet, Murabi Masechu Hashem, Kilam b'chochmo sisa molah u'uretz kinyonecha. How does this pusik suddenly come in the middle of the Shira? Explains Alexander Rebbe that David HaMelech was singing a Shira to the Rebbein Shloim, looking around him, and suddenly David HaMelech was so overcome that it burst forth from within him. Murabi masechu Hashem, how great is everything you've made. Zuk the Alexander Rebbe, this is the same expression which we find in Oz Yushe. Suddenly in the middle of the Shira, a Pusik, Micha Moicha Bo'elim Hashem, Micha Moicha Neder Bakoidish. The Yidden couldn't contain themselves. Just bursts forth. So therefore, the answer to the Kasha, why did the Yidden yes sing Shira, and the Maluchim didn't sing Shira? So the answer is, when a person comes to ask, when is he allowed to sing Shira? When is he not supposed to sing Shira? Then there are certain times when you should sing Shira, and there are certain times when you shouldn't sing Shira. Like we find the Haluch of Kanuim Poigim Boy, that somebody comes to ask, somebody comes to us, Ein Moirin Loi. We don't say, yes, take the law into your own hands. Klal Yisrael never came to ask whether they should be singing Shira. This was a spontaneous Shira. And that's why, L'doirois, we don't sing Shira on Shvi Shal Pesach, although the Yidden did sing Shira on Shvi Shal Pesach. Because the genuine, the highest level of Shira is only when it's spontaneous. And that's the avoider of the Klal Yisrael. Oz ula beliboy, or beladoyus, if we come to ask, is Masa Yudah Toivim Biyam? V'atim oimim Shira, and therefore we only sing Shira the first 2 days. Boishim zol health and taka, as we should be once again zoicha, to nissim v'nifluois, like the Yesod V'Shoresh Havoide writes, that just like then there was a splitting of the Yam Suf, so when Mashiach will come again, once again, will be zoicha to the same type of nisim, ki meiseischa ben Yisrael mereni nifluois, b'mehirav yomeini, amen.